The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Mr. Wellness with Ian Clark. Think of our show as a tune-up for your body. You may be running down or not performing in tip-top shape. Mr. Wellness is the show that makes sure you keep humming along. Now, here's Mr. Wellness himself, Ian Clark.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Mr. Wellness show. I'm Ian Clark, and it is April the 29th, 2015. Today we have a subject on mold. This is a very interesting subject. I would say something that not a lot of people know about in regards to the intensity of what mold means. We are familiar with it. You know, people talk about black mold and toxic mold and all these different terms that they use, and it's feared in commercial buildings. There's all kinds of issues with it everywhere you go. There is certainly feared in homes. Even new homes have had severe mold problems. I met a woman in California whose son, she believes, received a diagnosis of severe autism and mental retardation that was, she blamed on mold. I mean, the poor guy was just severely disabled and won millions of dollars in a lawsuit to compensate for this problem, and that was in a new home. So, you know, just because we have a new home doesn't mean we're safe from it. And mold can lurk in all kinds of ways, but that's not really the topic today. The topic today is more about what you can do as an individual to ensure that mold never gets a foothold inside your body, inside your organs, inside your human operating system. And this is what's happening across North America, around the world. And what we have now learned, and this is something I always was told, you know, and it went deeper and deeper and deeper, that every single health issue that is based upon what would be diagnosed as disease, whether it's cancer, arthritis, you name it, it is related to a problem, a main source of some type of mold in your system, something you have breathed in or eaten or drank with your water or has entered through your skin. Wherever it came from, it's microscopic and insidious. It has the ability to reside in your body quite well and live. It has an exoskeleton shell that is not easily penetrated, and it can proliferate and travel throughout your body with a satellite-type system of communication amongst the mold spores from which fungus can begin to grow from, which is, again, a growth from the source of mold. So people often confuse fungus with mold. Actually, fungus is a growth from mold. And it's the morphogenic, you know, multiplication of that which you don't want. Now, mold itself, if it was just sitting there doing not much, couldn't do anything to you, really. It would just sit there. It would be in the way. It would be extra baggage, passengers you don't want. But that's not the problem. The problem is that mold excretes chemical poisons and various gases and things that are extremely toxic to the human body. And when that mold starts to proliferate and excrete more and more toxic substances, you need to be fully aware of that happening, and you also need to be fully aware that there is something that you must do to mitigate this problem. Because if you let it just sit there and you pretend like you're no different than anybody else, you know, it's, hey, everybody has the same, you know, access to this type of thing, Everybody walks into random buildings, eats at random restaurants, travels in random vehicles, is, you know, in random places around the world, all having a different home to live in and a different upbringing and a different environment. But the fact of the matter is that from birth, we are exposed to mold. We're exposed to different yeast infections. A lot of babies start out with thrush, which is actually candida, another form of fungus that comes from mold. And these infections are something that we need to make sure don't ever get any foothold in our life. And how do we do that? Well, there's different ways. There's all kinds of products in the market that talk about, you know, mold remediation, and people use ozone and they use all types of things, and they're all fine. They're all things that could potentially work against that. And we know that ozone therapy, and we've talked about that in other shows, is a very potent form of antidote against mold, and it can go after mold. But there are things that are in our digestive tract. It's not easy to get ozone just everywhere in your body. You can drink ozone water. You could even inject ozone, which I think is somewhat on the radical end. I wouldn't suggest people to inject ozone unless they are in a life and death situation where it's just like no way out, no other way to get ozone in the system fast enough. But a lot of people claim that ozone is a poisonous gas, and of course it would be considered that in the relation to if you breathed a lot of it all at once and you had it way overdosed in your system through breathing it would probably collapse and shut down your lungs, because your body is not designed to get it like that. But in a very diluted way, breathing it is not a harmful thing. It might cause your lungs to seize up a little bit. But we all know that we have mold residing in our lungs, because that's one thing that never stops intaking is our breath. We're constantly breathing. So our lungs are really the first likely place where we're going to get the most different types of mold spores entering our system. And that's why you hear a lot of times about people that got lung cancer and never smoked a day in their life. In fact, people that got lung cancer that were not really around people with secondhand smoke either. But something came up that caused them to get this problem. And it is mold related. Even people that smoke are getting cancers from mold. So there's different therapies out there that try to mitigate mold and knock it out of the system, which work from greater to lesser degrees. But the one thing that we found out about, which was a study done in Europe on black cumin seed oil and coriander seed oil, that showed that it was extremely effective against breaking through the biofilm, or that shell that protects the mold from penetration of something that would take it out, something that could actually kill the mold and cause it to turn into an inert substance, and then the body discards it. Where it's not able to run and hide, it loses its energy, it loses its power in your system, and you're then in a position where you can defeat this problem. And also not only defeat it as far as it overtaking anything in your system, you can keep it at bay completely and ensure that it never gets any kind of a buildup. So that's where we all want to be. And what we've noticed is people who are consuming black cumin seed oil and coriander seed oil, which are a very specific brand, and the brand that I'm referring to, and the reason I'm talking about this so passionately, is because the results that we've seen from people that consume the Andreas seed oil brand of black cumin seed oil and coriander, well, there's a couple of reasons why. Black cumin seed oil is not just black cumin seed oil. They're not the same at all. There's many different ways of processing black cumin seed oil. One is a hexane extract. Others are distillation. And some methods go through a cold expeller press process. And the Andreas seed oil goes through a very high-tech German innovation that allows the seed oil to come out of all different types of seeds in a fraction of a second rather than 10 seconds of grinding. And that allows that oil to stay as it is originally in the seed, raw and undamaged. Not damaged by friction, not damaged by mechanical grinding, not damaged by heat. And the same applies to the coriander seed oil, but no other company can press raw coriander seed oil. It's just not possible. Both of these are known spices used in Asian cultures, and they're widely available. And people talk about even the benefits of just the seed themselves. But the key is to get the nutritional liquid out of each of those seeds without having it damaged and processed, so that you can have a complete bioavailability of those oils in your system. So those oils are not just for the sake of taking an essential oil or, you know, consuming fat. That's a small part of it. The main event is to have the nutritional profile that are carried by these specific oils, and each oil has a different nutritional profile and a different purpose and reason of use, is to have the oil undamaged and therefore the nutrients in the oil undamaged, so that they can come into your system and do multiple things. So they first of all are a nutrient, so they're going to give you energy, they're going to give you power, vitality, they're going to give you the materials your body needs to repair itself, to rebuild itself, to keep itself maintained and healthy. And they also have materials within that oil that can penetrate the biofilm and eliminate things like mold in your system. And it takes a period of time. It doesn't happen overnight. But people see results very, very quickly, because as you start to relieve a certain percentage of that issue that's caused from the mold that is releasing toxic gases, toxic chemicals in your system, it starts to diminish them in existence, but it also begins to diminish the amount of off-gassing, because they're more worried about their life. And when the oil does this, when it eliminates the molds on a gradual basis, when you don't overdo it, the mold does not auto-intoxify your body when it's dying off. So you don't get a huge die-off effect. It just simply is carried out in the oil, because the oil comes in, does its job by dropping off the nutrients, killing these things that you don't want in your system, and then transporting them out of your body. So it's a very wonderful way to go after these types of things. Of course, the oils do much more than that, but today we're talking about mold. You know, there's other things like heavy metals and other fungal things and all that stuff. But today we want to think about, how do we get to the core of the problem? And this is what we've always pursued, because we know that if we're dealing with a symptom and we find a remedy for the symptom, that's not the answer. Remedy is not the answer. You need to get relief from those symptoms by getting rid of the core problem. You know, getting rid of that place where it's kind of going out, like, you know, if the mold is off-gassing and dumping chemicals and these horrific poisons in your system, and you're kind of dealing with them at that level, but the mold isn't dealt with, it just keeps on reproducing all this junk forever, and you're always fighting the same battle, always getting worse again, and then better, and then worse, and then better, and that's the endless merry-go-round or roller coaster you don't want to be on. Now, being on that is better than not being on it, but better than that, of course, is to get rid of the issue that's causing the problem entirely. So over the course of time, as you consume more and more of these oils and your body begins to get accustomed to the flow of this nutritional profile, this, you know, tool really, it's a material type tool that your body can use to eliminate these toxins. Your body also then has a certain load taken off of your immune system that now allows your immune system to focus on other things and strengthen your body in other areas. If your immune system is dealing always with toxic garbage and microorganisms and, you know, almost invisible microscopic and nanoparticles that are releasing toxins and poisons in your body, that consumes the energy of your immune system. Then you're susceptible to other issues that it would otherwise have been working on if it didn't have this core problem. So getting to the actual core energy sucking problem, which is pulling energy from your immune system to distract from dealing with other things, then you've got a real downward spiral. Well, when you start to get rid of the mold at its core root with these oils, then you start to spiral upward and you start to get stronger and your immune system has more power and bandwidth to go after things that are in your system that shouldn't be there. And that's where it gets really exciting. So the application of a daily dose of these oils is ensuring you a higher quality of life, because you're not going to be fatigued by having your immune system use up a bunch of resources to battle off things it shouldn't even have to battle with, that it doesn't even know how it got there to start with. Your immune system has a hard enough time with other things, let alone getting your whole body filled with mold. So what we believe is that cancer is a derivative of mold. Cancer is not just showing up on its own. It is a derivative of something. And people go down their life, and really at any age, mostly when people get more into their 50s and up, you start to see a greater frequency of people having cancer. And it is something that just catches them off guard. They're thinking, boy, I hope I don't get cancer. You know, I've got some cancer genetics in my background, and sure hope it doesn't hit me. But oh boy, if it does, you know, I'm going to have to probably go through what I've seen other people go through. And we've watched all these people that have been in our lifetime close enough to us to see it happen, the horror of a cancer diagnosis and the ensuing treatments and the ultimate demise of that person, where the cancer finally takes over their body to the extent that they are no longer alive on the earth. And we hate to see it. We would dread to go through it ourselves. And yet all of us could be potentially susceptible to something like that, because mold is not on the decrease, it's on the increase in our environment. So we have to make sure that our external terrain is safe and our internal terrain is safe. Now, our internal terrain is simply all of those pathways in our body where these various good or bad things can travel and cause either great health or ill health. So it's beautiful to know that there's been a huge knowledge explosion in this age we're living in, especially the last 10 years, and I would say even more than that, the last 3 to 4 years, where these definitive things are starting to hit some of the mainstream thinking, and you're hearing more and more and more about black cumin seed oil. Now, you need to be very selective, and I am 100% biased towards quality products. I want the highest quality products. So when I began my search for health, I knew that certain products would become involved in that. It wasn't just a protocol or a habit pattern that I needed to form, or what I was just not eating or what I was starting to eat. It was far deeper than that. And there was something that told me in my mind and in my heart that out there were people who knew the absolute top level ways of doing things, and they had the top level products to accomplish a holistic result with your health. And holistic simply means whole body, all together, you're covering every category. And it's not just a physical thing. Because when something's wreaking havoc inside your body, it affects your emotions, it affects your mind, it puts fear into you. Everybody's afraid when they have a significant pain in their chest or something that comes in an unusual area they've never had before. It's quite, you know, stark. It startles them and makes them very concerned. So they go down and they see their local doctor or their practitioner, and they have these tests done, and they find out, oh dear, I've got this horrific thing going on that I fear my life, you know, to get. And then they don't know what to do. So you don't ever want to get into an I don't know what to do bewildered situation, because when that happens, you fear enough to hand your health responsibilities to somebody else. And I'm not saying that I'm above that even myself. I'm just saying that I am currently in the realization that that could potentially present itself to me. And depending on how strong I personally am with my understanding of how to deal with issues when they come up, or rather, how to do careful protocols and form habits to make sure they don't come up, right? I don't ever want to be caught in a situation where I'm under the gun. I've got, you know, massive adrenal stress because of the pressure of a potential terminal illness. Now, I have had terminal disease that would have terminated me definitely many years ago if I didn't take action. But I was not in a situation where I was given, okay, you're going to be dead in 3 weeks, or you've got, wow, we just discovered this huge growth in your brain, or, you know, this, you know, the headache you've been having, that's actually a glioblastoma multiforme level 4, and you've got 3 months to live, and if you don't, you know, take surgery, radiation, and chemo, you're going to be out of here in weeks. I've never had anything like that. Thank God for that. And that's by grace we go. But we need to make sure that we ourselves personally are aware that that could happen to anyone at any given time if they are not aware of what to do to mitigate that kind of occurrence from happening in the future. So when we are in the process today where we're, like, currently I'm a very, very healthy person. I'm much, much healthier than people I know in my age group. And that's because I started learning from the people that I knew were out there. I just didn't know how to find them. And as I was having my mind enlightened or made aware of these different factual things from science in the natural health world, I then started opening up more and more and more to greater potential possibilities and realized more and more there was always going to be a top level opportunity in every category, whether it's your physical structure, your nervous system, your endocrine system, your digestive system, your circulatory system, your cognitive abilities, your emotions, your mental clarity, your memory, all of that stuff that we want to have working at the top level. I have been extremely blessed by God directing me, and I consider it complete divine providence. And however people believe that that happens to them is their personal thing, I certainly know that I have been guided to learn and apprehend, first of all, to apprehend these things and then begin to slowly comprehend them. So it's like the analogy my friend used for years, and he said, you know, it's an apprehend, comprehend in everything in your whole life. You know, like the little boy when he sees that bumblebee for the first time coming in the backyard, he's like, wow, what is that? That looks kind of interesting, and it's got the loud buzz, and it sounds actually quite nice. But it isn't really that nice if you get it riled up enough and it could sting you, but the little boy really doesn't comprehend that, and the bee is there, but he's apprehending this new thing. This little girl, this little boy is apprehending it, and they're wondering about it, and it's the wonderment of a child. And so if they are able to taste honey, and they are taken by their parent to look at that bee as it's taking the nectar, and it's going to the beehive, and it's depositing honey, and that is that's one way to comprehend a bee, and the amazing attributes of that bee. Another way to comprehend it, of course, is to be stung by the bee. And that's not the way we like to comprehend things, but I think all of us have had a bee sting at some point or another. I know I've had more than one, and I'm not a beekeeper, although one day we will be. The point is that it's an apprehend, comprehend situation where we are, you know, we want to be able to apprehend by getting access to something, but again, we are not going to have any benefit from that we're given access to unless we begin to comprehend and be more and more open to comprehending the depth of the reality. So as time went on and I started to learn more about more things, I had a greater capacity to learn the more I learned. And the more I learned, the more I realized I didn't know, and then the greater amount that I wanted to know. And that's, I think that goes to complete infinity. In this lifetime, of course, we run out of time before we get there, but we know there's something on the other side that will allow us to plumb the depths of an eternal God in this universe that does not have an outside. They can't find the outside of the universe. So it was one great big huge circle. But the point is, in this lifetime, in order to be at the top level of wellness, having vitality and high quality of life where you feel absolutely fantastic at all times, regardless of adversity, and you have a certain joy that comes with that, both physically, mentally, and emotionally, that comes from being connected to these truths about how to deal with those things that could actually take you down and take you completely out. So people are dropping like flies, unfortunately, those that are hit with certain things, because they're going down the road unaware of potentially what could happen to them, and they're just hoping it doesn't happen to them. But when it does, they think, oh my goodness, why me? Why do I have to go through this? What did I do in my life that, you know, I'm getting this punishment? And they start thinking all wrong. So as I said earlier, when these things hit you and you are diagnosed with something that's going to take you out or be extremely damaging to your health and maybe have a permanent result for your life, you will scramble and definitely will go to the doctor and the allopathic world at that point if you don't know anything else to do. And people really have no choice. I'm not blaming people for going to a doctor and choosing that route. That's a deep personal decision. I'm just saying, you, first of all, if you have the knowledge of what I'm talking about today and you are cognizant of the fact that you need to become acutely aware of how important it is to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in these areas in order to avoid these kind of surprise attacks in your system, then you're going to get yourself in good shape. So that's what Mr. Wellness Radio Show is all about. It's not about me, it's all about you. All I have been given is the grace to find out about certain key pieces of information that are, you know, pieces of the puzzle, but the entire puzzle needs to have all the pieces for us to see the holistic picture, the complete picture of how we become completely healthy. So, you know, during the first half of this show today, I just wanted to lay that foundational groundwork on our approach, our attitude, and to talk about something that is very dangerous for our health, which is mold, how we, you know, perceive that and how we deal with it. So this is the groundwork, and we are going to take a little break for a few minutes. So definitely stay tuned and come on back in a few minutes, and we'll finish the last half of the show.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Mr. Wellness. To reach Ian Clark or today's guest, our toll-free number is 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, send an email to ian at activationproducts.com. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of Mr. Wellness here on Wednesday, April 29th. exciting times, really. We are in a situation where access is being given to all of us to what we can do about things like super toxic mold that is dumping all types of poisonous gases and poisonous chemicals in our system. And there's at least 40 plus different types of toxic mold that are known. I have a friend in Austin, Texas, Craig Fontenot, who is has a PhD in chemical engineering, but he's even much more than that. He's done extensive research in the medical world and all the different types of issues that people run into, and found out that the common denominator is mold. There's other people that have done decades of research that I've met, and more than just a handful of people, who are quite aware that mold is the culprit that is behind all of these health issues that people have, all the way up through to cancer, arthritis, strokes, and you name it. So, and Alzheimer's, and, you know, the list just goes on and on. Mold is at the core, it's the culprit. It's the invisible culprit that you may have breathed in, eaten, drank, had come in through your skin or whatever, and it is a nasty thing. So what do we do about it? Well, I was speaking about the black cumin seed oil and the coriander seed oil as being a really powerful number one, number two punch at breaking through the biofilm and getting this mold problem opened up and cleared. Further to that, which is also of great interest, is supporting the immune system that makes it even stronger against all these other microbes that are resident in the body. And everybody's familiar with friendly and unfriendly bacteria in your digestive tract, in your body in general. Men have it primarily digestive tract, but we are mostly made up of bacteria, and hopefully mostly friendly bacteria. There are purposes and reasons for what we would call unfriendlies, but they are there in their right balance to strengthen, to cause a need to have an exercise for your immune system. But you don't want to overburden the immune system. And all too often, people get way out of equilibrium where they have far more unfriendly bacteria than even friendly at times. And that's where they can get taken out pretty easily. So mold plays a big role in that because it's sitting at the bottom, the sinister, sly little mold hanging in there wherever it can go, anywhere in your body. And it's just sort of keeping the immune system distracted, just like heavy metals are a big problem. They distract the immune system so it can't focus on the job at hand. And your immune system primarily resides in your gut. So what you're putting in your mouth has a great bearing on whether you're supporting your immune system or hindering your immune system. So all of us, of course, want to learn how to support our immune systems. And gut health, gut hygiene, keeping the terrain clean from, you know, poisons, toxic substances, which are poisons, terrible gases that can be created from different things within your body, you know, parasites. Everybody knows that the human being carries parasites. We see it in animals continuously. And they tell us, oh, well, the animals are down close to the ground. Of course, they're going to have worms and parasites. But, you know, us humans, we eat off the table. But the fact of the matter is, most of us have pets. And most of us touch our pets. And our pets are licking each other if we have more than one. And there's all kinds of potential to get all types of parasites that an animal would have. There's known parasites in uncooked meat, particularly things like sushi. So if you're a sushi lover, yeah, you're going to have these unwanted passengers that come along in the microscopic realm. But that's okay, provided that you know how to keep them at bay. You got to keep the equilibrium. So you got to have the positive outweighing the negative at all times in your life. And you're not looking to purposely put the negative in there. I think that would be irresponsible and foolish, but we all do it at certain times. Unfortunately, we're not perfect. We are susceptible to various culinary temptations and various things at times, and so we are going to make those mistakes. And if we do it knowingly, we better knowingly put in anecdotes that are going to, you know, be able to battle and war against those things that we're doing. So it's a matter of forming good habits. And, you know, we are, as they've done in many studies, a series of habit patterns. And when you have a habit forming in your life, it does get into your memory banks. It does get into your automatic thinking process. You become automatic in a lot of things if you keep forming that habit. And so if you're forming good habits, that's great, because that gets into your automatic process and you're a very clean and tidy and organized person. But if you're going the other direction, you become more in that direction. So whatever energy we put in, we are going to get back out. And I am far from a perfect example. I think none of us would think we're perfect examples, but we want to become more and better examples for people to model after. And so in my journey, I simply was looking for people who were far, far above where I was and am, even currently. I'm always looking for people that are far above me in their ability to, not that they're a better person, because they're not, but they're better at what they do. They have a deeper understanding. They're more efficient. They have a much higher quality of life as a result, and therefore they are much more beneficial to their fellow man among them. And they're not self-centered, selfish people. They're very giving, generous people, because they can give from an abundance of emotional, mental, and social energy, or what we'll call mental, emotional, social IQ. And of course, people that have a high spiritual IQ or a high physical IQ are even more exciting. So it's something that, you know, we all want to model ourselves after examples that are proven to give the results. So if somebody comes along and says to you maybe something that you're finding works really, really well for you, and they go, oh, you know, I did that 20 years ago, and oh man, that's old hat, you know, that doesn't work, and that, you know, that's what, you're wasting your time with that, don't listen to those people over there. Well, I think your response should be, wow, you know, didn't expect that one. But you know, I always would like to ask a question, and my good friend Victor, he has the statement that works for every one of us. He says, okay, so you're saying that this is bad and wrong. Could you please show me where it is not working? If you could demonstrate, now I've experienced it 1,000 ways that it does work, or 100 ways that it works, or 10 ways that it works. Could you please demonstrate to me the ways that it doesn't work, instead of just standing there saying it doesn't work? And I think that's a wonderful response, because it's very respectful of the person's opinion that they're offering to you. But at the same time, it's challenging them to come up with, you know, something that is, you know, the proof. Like, come on, show me, because this is working for me. And so all of these things are individual, but all of us need to remain open to the understanding that there is always that top level out there, and we may not quite be there yet. So we don't ever want to assume that we are at the top of the top level. Now, with the belief that it exists, I have been given access to things that are truly top level in my books, in my opinion, because I haven't seen anything above it. And it's so profoundly above. You know, I always use the example that when I find the thing that's in first place, man, it's like at 50,000 feet up there. Second place is at 500 feet. Third place is at 499 feet, and there's this massive gap between second place and first. So that means that when you find that top level thing to do, you're going to have way faster results that require a lot less time, energy, and money, resources, whatever, to acquire that and employ that in your life. So we're always looking for that top level thing. And the thing is that most people want to promise you, oh, I've got the top level thing. You know, come over and follow me and listen to what I have to say, and do what I do and do what I tell you to do. But that's not a realistic way to do it, because what you'll end up doing if you take that approach is you'll just go from pillar to post and back and forth, and you'll bounce around like a pinball machine, and you'll never really come to the understanding of something that's real to you. So, you know, gearing down, like I had to gear down all the way and just say, look, everything I know currently is killing me. This is 10 years ago. You know, everything I know, everything I think I know about health is killing me because I'm not doing well. And I am wide open to finding those people that have the real understanding, the definitive knowledge, and that becomes revelation to the listener. And when something is revealed or comes in a revelatory form, it has a deep impact on you to go, okay, I'm bought in. I'm sold out to this. I am going to do this. I'm going to give in to do this. I'm going to ask that person now to tell me exactly what to do because I've listened and I've come to a determination that that looks like the top level thing in this category. And it might involve other categories combined, but regardless, it's revelatory. And if it's not striking you, if it doesn't strike these chords that are in harmony with your gut instincts, it's not just a mental calculation, but it's deep, you're sitting back, you're listening, you're paying attention, you're watching for signals, whether it's body language or, you know, voice tone inflections or, you know, information that can be validated from a common sense perspective. And it just sounds like this is solid info, then you can take a step in the direction of doing deeper due diligence. But I love to tell everybody, you know, no matter what you're hearing, you know, if you could be hearing me talking about mold being the culprit, well, go on and do some research and see who shoots that down and who agrees with it and who thinks that that could be the deal, you know. And because what happened with me is as I found out that is, after many years of due diligence and simply patiently waiting for the right people to show up for a greater and greater validation of folks who don't even know each other, who have done completely separate studies, and they keep coming up to this final conclusion, I concluded for myself that mold is a core issue for all health problems. And if we can deal with that, we're going to probably mitigate 98% of them. And there are different ways of mitigating these health issues that are caused from mold. So today, you know, that's the foundation that was laid. And so is to educate yourself with the real key information. Then you have to put a structure in place where you can move the modality or the protocol or that habit form of habit patterns into your existence so that you can then execute. And so the execution of that protocol is the key. If you just sort of look at it, don't really set up a structure, don't have habit patterns begin to be formed, how are you going to execute anything? And if you don't execute these things, you'll spin your tail and potentially lose interest and certainly not benefit from these things that are sitting right there. And believe me, I have done this. I've had things brought to me definitely that I said, that's cool. That looks really good, you know, and I should do that. But I didn't take the steps to begin a structural setup in order to form the habit patterns in order to execute. And then I didn't execute, even though I knew it wasn't a revelatory thing. It wasn't a revelation at the level where it was now going to give me this incredible energy that would flow through my life and I would go and do those things. And see the results and go, am I ever glad that I followed through on that? So with me, I find it's one, two, or maybe the third time. Sometimes when it's right out of the gate, I catch it right away and I do it. And I go, wow, am I ever glad I saw that. But other times, I'm kicking myself for not having seen it the first time. But again, there's always a perfect timing for everything. But it boggles my mind that I could actually be that dumb at times. Not to simply take action on something that's so clearly being shown to me at that particular time. Because I look back just over the years and I see all these things that came my way that I didn't get into when I should have. And maybe somebody had come along and said something negative and I let that influence me sooner than I should have, and I didn't do deep enough due diligence on that. But it's just a matter of having simple, elegant, doable things. Otherwise, it's not sustainable. If it's not sustainable, you won't do it long term. So if it's not something that you could employ for a period of time to get to that level you want to get to, which is the top level, then you probably shouldn't start. And I find that most things, you know, some things are challenging, but most things are simple and elegant to the extent that I can I can understand them soon enough how to employ them and then get them into my life. So, you know, when it comes to oils, they are the easiest because the way it starts out is that you have, you know, you get access to the top level quality oils, which are the black cumin and coriander seed oils that are produced by Andreas Seed Oils. And they are the ones that are the highest quality by, you know, like I said, 50,000 feet versus second place at 500 feet. And there's such a vast difference. It does nothing to do with the price you pay for things. That price could never ascend to the price that it would have to be. It would become so unaffordable financially if the price was reflective of the quality that you're getting versus what you're getting in second place. So it's not about the price. It's about you receiving that information, employing it, and then executing with it, not having it sit on your shelf. So these oils are all externally applicable. They can be used for oil pulling in your mouth where the battleground really begins. Your digestive tract and your consumption really starts with your fingertips. And so you have clean hands, you put the oil on your skin. Miracles can happen there, you know, compared to what some people's skin is like. And then in the mouth it goes, you chew it. You know, you take a certain amount and chew it to do oil pulling, to absorb all the nutrients from the oil through your mouth, and then have the antimicrobial benefits of those oils start to get rid of all the unfriendly bacteria that's residing on your tongue, in between your gums and your teeth, on your teeth, between your teeth. And they're all waiting for sugars to show up that they can consume for energy and then begin to eat into your teeth where cavities come and infections come and gingivitis comes and all these periodontal issues that happen, even as so much as an abscessed tooth that can be mitigated when you are doing things correctly. So this is the first, you know, step, a very easy thing to do. And when you're using these oils, if you use them on your skin, they're the best cleanser out there because they can dissolve the dirt in your pores, and you simply massage them into your face and your neck area and let them sit on there for a few minutes and then get a clean washcloth, face cloth, put it under some hot water from the tap, make sure you got good water in your house, and then you wring that washcloth out so it's not like ultra piping hot, but it's still got heat in it. And you then just simply wipe the oil off your face, and with it comes all of the dirt. And you can use that all over your body if you so choose, but people really want to have healthy, glowing skin in their face with small pores and no infections or blemishes, and that's the first way you can approach that. So it's a wonderful thing, gives you a healthy glow. But you want to have the same thing happening on the inside of your body. You want to have a beautiful, bright smile. You don't want to have any dental problems. You would love it if you never had to have your teeth cleaned again. Now, how are you going to know if you don't have to have your teeth cleaned again? By whether or not the plaque is gone from your teeth. That's the only reason you get your teeth cleaned, is because you have plaque built up. The reason you get plaque built up is because you have unfriendly bacteria residing between your gums and your teeth, hiding in there and building skyscrapers on top of themselves, which is plaque, one layer at a time, so that nothing can get at them to kill them. And then you've got the unfriendly bacteria living in the hairs of your tongue, these micro hairs in your tongue, and that causes bad breath. But far worse than that, it migrates down your throat every day, 24 hours a day, if you leave it sitting on your tongue, and eventually kills all the friendly bacteria in your gut, which then will shorten an average life 7 to 10 years. So by simply keeping your mouth clean, you're extending your life significantly. And it is so wonderful because my desire for people is that they should never, ever have to go to the dentist. If their parents are aware from when they're little children, they don't let the kid breathe through their mouth, make sure they understand dental hygiene, make sure they understand how to use oils. These things would never go to the dentist. They wouldn't get crooked teeth because their mouth would be forming right, because their tongue would be pushing up against the roof of their mouth. Their air passageways would be healthy. They wouldn't become snorers as adults. They wouldn't have all these issues where they're not getting the proper amount of oxygen transported into their red blood cells because they're letting too much carbon dioxide release too fast through their mouth. We should all be breathing through our nose in and out. And, you know, these are things that people need to learn and know. If you are sleeping at nighttime with your mouth open, you get dry mouth, and that's a breeding ground for unfriendly bacteria, which then again starts to cause more problems in the mouth area to have these migrations of unfriendly bacteria go down your throat and cause dental issues. And when you have dental issues, you get your teeth drilled. You get your teeth drilled, that opens up for the idea of infection in the root because the armor on the top of the tooth and the foundation of the tooth is removed and you get a filling and, oh boy, just a cascading thing from then on. So I don't wish ill against dentists at all. I think dentists have their role because they have to deal with people that don't know how to maintain proper dental hygiene with the proper type of brush and the top proper thing. But, you know, for the people that do know, my desire for people is that from, you know, from the birth to the end of their life, they should never, ever have to go to a dentist. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And now we know that that's possible. But how many people are going to, number one, believe that? How many people are going to do enough due diligence to see that become a reality in their life and get that revelation and share that information with their own loved ones, their family, their children, their parents, whoever? But, you know, all of us are so compromised already by the lack of knowledge and having gone to the dentist from when we were kids because you're just supposed to go to the dentist. I mean, that's just something you're taught in life, right? You got to go to the dentist. And these domino effects of health issues that come from ill dental health go throughout your whole system because they now know scientifically, not from some woo-woo, you know, theory from the East. They know scientifically that there are energy pathways from every tooth to every single major organ in your body. And when you have a problem with a tooth, it does dynamically affect negatively those organs. And when you have great health, it positively affects the organ function. So which do you want? What would you like to have? What do you want for your children, your loved ones, your friends, right? We all want to see everybody flourish and thrive and be happy, because then it makes our environment happy. I mean, even if you're just a totally self-centered, selfish person, which I hope you're not, you know, and I'm not because I got that beaten out of me. But, you know, the fact is that we want to be, I mean, it could be, even if you are, is still way to your benefit to share as much free information with people as possible so that they can know what to do for their own life and have a great quality of life and create an environment where we can all enjoy and have a great life in. So these are things that are cool, like very cool. And I just, I get a great charge out of finding out things that I go, man, I cannot wait to share this with the people out there because these are game changers. These are going to transform lives, these pieces of information. And I love it. And I don't have the answers for everything. And I don't think anybody does, except for God himself has the answers for everything. But, you know, this is the journey whereby we're going through challenges and some trauma along the way to appreciate the attributes of healing and all of these things that we can experience, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically in our lives of the things that are out there. So I appreciate the fact that I'm given the opportunity to experience that by having a problem, but I don't want to have problems unnecessarily, and I don't want to have problems based on my ignorance. And boy, I've had enough of those in my life. And they hurt. They hurt a lot. And so I don't want to see other people suffer needlessly. You know, suffering for knowing the truth or suffering for doing something that's really good for somebody, that's okay. I can hack that. I don't like it, but I can hack it because I know that it is for a good purpose. But suffering for being dumb or ignorant, that's so uncool. I'm not interested at all in that. So, you know, our goal in life is to share these things, these secrets. So, you know, today the secret is, you know, you use these oils on your skin, the black cumin seed oil, which is Nigella sativa, the coriander seed oil. Keep your skin healthy. Use them in your mouth. Chew that oil for 10 minutes a day. You know, you're doing your chores. You're going for a walk. You don't have to talk on the phone. That's where you chew it up. You can spit it right out in the ground on a walk if you want. It's good for the environment, actually. It's good compost. So you know, you don't swallow it, of course, after you chew it. And then, hey, take your daily dose. Get the coriander oil under your tongue. Helps to remove heavy metals out of your system safely. Helps to keep the unfriendly bacteria in check. And, you know, get that black cumin going in with some good tree honey, you know, maybe some manuka. Make sure it's, sourced from trees. You don't want clover honey. That's the wrong kind of saccharide. That's a disaccharide. You want a monosaccharide that your body can use. And, you know, watch what happens. Just those two things. Amazing. Consume it every day. You don't have to have a whole lot of it. But it gives your body the materials it wants and needs and desires to renovate, to repair terrain issues, get healthy terrain. Look up the word terrain, internal terrain online, and find out what that's all about. And just, you know, educate yourself, get learning, and become very knowledgeable in these matters of health. Spiritual health is, of course, the most important, but, you know, everybody has the journey that they're on, which they believe is right in that category. That's why they do that. Seekers that are believing there could be something greater than what they are looking for, if by grace they find it, that's wonderful. But these shows are about physical, mental, and emotional health, and primary physical health. So, you know, your physical health dynamically affects everything else, you know, emotionally and mentally. But, you know, these are key points that we're going to continue to cover. And yes, I do labor things because I know that I had to have them repeated to me in multiple different ways for me to get it. And, I like to be quick in the uptake, but I'm not always. So that's the end of the show today. I hope you enjoyed the information and you employ it in your life. That's it for Mr. Wellness today. I'm Ian Clark, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you for joining Ian Clark, a.k.a. Mr. Wellness, this week. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another edition of the show. We'll be live at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. Until then, keep living your better life.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.